Yeah, talking about kibud orim, respecting your parents. So, a son and a daughter of a person, they're obligated to listen to the parents. Okay. Whether the parents have any benefits from that or not, unless a son and a daughter are going to lose. For example, it's going to be on an expensive their shalom bais. Stuff like that. So then they don't have to listen to the parents. Okay? If it's going to be on their own, they're going to lose because of that. So they're not going to listen to the parents. And that's true for children to tell their parents that you're wrong. You're wrong. No, I saw otherwise. It's not true what you're saying. Chas v'shalom, not listen to their parents. But if the parent said an opinion, and then he asked the son, what do you think about this? Tell him what you think about this situation. So then you have to say, even if you think otherwise, because your parent asked you to say, so you have to say what you have to say. Now, a father or a mother that told their children, one of their children, not to do a certain mitzvah, even if it's mitzvah de Rabbanan, you can't listen to them. Because everyone is obligated to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, also the parents. So the father told the son, no, I don't want you lighting Chanukah candles. So, good for you. It's your own problem. You don't have to listen to the parents. If they ask you to do something which is against halacha, you don't have to listen to them. Talmud Torah gadol mikibud avayim. Learning Torah is greater than kibud avayim. Al ken, therefore, ben or bat arotzim mod mekom ploni. If there's a son or a daughter which they want to learn in a certain place, b'idiya b'tikva b'siyat b'shmaya ashasham italu b'tchaskub b'tzichu b'nudayim, and they think, and they speak to their rabbis or whatever, they know, they think that it's a better place for them. Afa b'shaorim mochim, even though the parents, they don't want them to go. En chova lishmo al ahorim. You don't have to listen to the parents. But speak to a Rav before you decide such things. Right? The parents wanted to live, to be here near them in their city, there's a yeshiva. They want, no, we don't want you to be in the dorm, we want you to be here, learn here. But he knows that in a certain yeshiva you do much better. And then you have to listen to him. And if he's not sure also, you can still go. But speak to a Rav before and to see how to work out the situation, how to speak with the parents, stuff like that. Okay.
Shouldn't you try to avoid machlokas as much as possible?
Okay, fine. I didn't tell you. I didn't say nothing.
Work out some kind of compromise.
Yeah, of course. That's what I said. Speak to the Rav. He's wise enough to work things out. If the parents need the son, the daughter next to them because they need help, because they're old or whatever, or they're a cripple, I don't know, whatever, they need such help in the house, so then you have to learn near the house. Then you're obligated to stay. You can't go learn wherever you want. Because the reason why they want you to stay is not because you're going to learn better or not. Because kibud avayim, you have to come and help them. If a son or a daughter learning with someone in school, and the parents don't want to learn with them, so if it's for a good reason, because they think they're bad influence for the child, right? So then they have to listen to the parents. But if it's for other reasons, for example, they don't like their parents or whatever, they have financial issues with their parents, that's why they don't want to learn with the children. You don't have to listen to the parents. You can learn with the chavrusa. Still like a mo. Right? If parents ask their children, don't talk with what's his name, fight with him, don't we're not friends with that family, don't talk with him, whatever, can
they can't come to the yeshiva.
You don't have to listen to the parents in that situation, but in front of the parents, they don't want you to talk with someone, so then in front of the parents don't talk with those people, but not in front of them, you're allowed to talk with them.
What if the person's a bad influence?
That's what you said before. If it's a bad influence, then you have to listen to the parents, of course. If someone has parents, which they don't yet know how to make a bracha on the food that they're eating, they didn't learn that yet. Soon they're going to learn that. So what are we going to do? So when he's with them, so you say, no, it's shehakos. Try to make them to say. And if they're not making it, so you make the bracha out loud and have in mind them. Most people say amen when they hear bracha. If a son, you know, there's a halacha, they know how to talk after you say amapil, berkat amapil, before you go to sleep. You say the bracha and you go right away to sleep. You don't talk, you don't eat, you don't drink. Unless the situation comes up. So if the parent comes over and starts asking someone something, his son something, and he said amapil, you have to answer back. And afterwards you say kriya shema again. Just the kriya shema, just shema yisrael and ve'ahavta. Like that's halacha in any situation where you after amapil. Yeah, after Mapir, you have to talk, or you have to go.
The wife wants to talk or something.
After Mapir, then you have to say Kriya Shema again.
You know
that. Yeah.
Until she falls asleep, then
stay Mapir. Depends, I usually sleep a lot before my wife wants to sleep. I have to pay at 8 o'clock.
Is it okay to read a little bit after
say? Mapir should be the last thing you do.
Oh, yeah?
The only thing you can do after Mapir is you put it under the blanket. Talk with Hashem after Amapil. Rabbi Yitzchak Bender used to take a verse from Rabbeinu or something. After Amapil, he used to go over and meditate on it, say it over and over until he falls asleep. Like Chava always said, the sleep has to grab you. Don't go to sleep, never go to sleep. You lie there and you're saying psukim and you fell asleep, fine. No. Never go to sleep. We don't sleep, we're lying. No.
You should fight sleep?
No, you lie there because you need to rest a little bit, and you say Amapil, and you take a verse that you're over, and then the sleep grabs you.
So fine. You open the book.
What? Open the book. Open the Gemara. If the parents daven in a certain shul, and the children don't want to daven there because they talk in that shul, or because they speak daven very fast, or whatever, then you don't have to daven with the parents, go daven somewhere else. Oh, okay. Minagim v'chumot. Echad miyisodot ha-yadut, we have this thing called Aditosh Torah Timecha, which means to go after the minhag, the customs of the parents. Yeah, so if there's a custom in the community, everyone's accustomed to the custom in the community, whatever the community does, that's what you do. If there's a custom in the house, so now, if the father decides to do that, he has a chumo that he does. It's a chumwa. It's not even a test. It's a chumwa that he does. For example, I'll tell you an example in my house. My father doesn't, he tries not to carry. He doesn't carry. Even if it's a eru, he doesn't trust the eru. Usually. Unless it's the present situation. That's his chumwa. It's not my, I don't have to do what he does because of that. But if it's something that the whole house grew, he raised the whole house like that, and you were accustomed to that since you're a kid, then you have to continue doing it also later. A son that the father told him you have to shave your beard, he doesn't have to listen to it.
Is that that big a deal?
What?
Is that that big? I mean, with his tree razor, unless he just says like you have to make a
shave it off.
Or something.
No,
you don't have to.
No. Oh, the parents tell you don't go to the mikvah. You don't have to listen to that, even though it's just a midnight. Yeah. Luckily, you gotta cut your beard, right? If it's not that a razor, you gotta cut your beard. So you don't have to listen to me. If we tell you don't go to the mikvah, you don't have to listen to me. Go to the
mikvah.
Now, a son or a daughter, they want to marry someone, and it looks like it's a good thing. they speak to a rav and it looks good and everything good, and the parents don't want for whatever reason, right? And it's fit, and the rav says it's good, and his parents don't want for a financial reason. A lot of times things break up and all kinds of things like that. You don't have to listen to the parents. You can marry the spouse without listening to the parents.
Is that because you have that for
them? Yeah, it's because they cannot tell you if it's good or not good for you. If a rav tells you otherwise, and you see it's good, so. Of course, if parents tell their children, divorce him, what are you doing, why are you living with him, blah, 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 you don't have to listen to them. And if parents also say, why do you respect him so much, he's such a this, he's just a slob, he's such a... If you don't listen to them, of course, and try not to listen to their advice. Now, living in Eretz Yisrael, it pushes away the mitzvah kibud ahim. So now, if a son wants to make aliyah, a daughter wants to make aliyah, and the parents tell him, no, stay with us in the chutz la'aretz. So you say, we love you so much, thank you so much, we want to live in Eretz Yisrael, and they can go, they can leave. Okay. Let's see if he says. Yes, if the parents want you to stay, because they need your help, they want you to live in chutz la'aretz because they're older and they're whatever. So yeah, is that more important than living in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know.
We said that earlier. They need your help.
Yeah, but yep. Didn't say regarding. It said regarding different cities. Didn't say regarding different, like going to Eretz Yisrael.
They have better health care here than they do in the States. When it comes to the elderly.
Whatever, sometimes people can't fly, they have to stay in a hotel. Huh? Okay. You let her go at the hotel to visit your live parents. Your live parents. In order to come back.
Living? Yeah.
And when they're alive.
Yeah.
What's the live parent? When
they're alive.
Yeah. While they're still living in the world.
Yeah.
But after the niftar, if they're buried there, Rav Avadia writes down that they shouldn't go to chutz la'aretz. To their kever. He says, better you learn 1 hour of Torah here in Eretz Yisrael, Lir Nishmas, than go visit their grave.
Yeah. On
your
side?
On their side, yeah. Uh-huh. He says like this, Rav Avadia says, Limud Torah, Shimad Shah Achat, Yimishmat Orav. 1 hour, if he learns the English by his parents, it's worth 1,000 times more than if he'll go special to go to their kever.
Wow.
And also Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, yeah.
Wow.
They're big enough, both of them, to leave you here. Your parents have a lot of schools. How much stealing we did for them. Top.
Is there any justification to visit with Swartz? For example, a wedding? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know. I know Kibud now. I don't know. So, Av or Em Mavakshim Yaldeem Atet Laim Davar Shalul Lazikai Pchaya Ufuit Bemidah Uvarush Davar Alul Lasaknam Av Imalu Et Bakashatam. If parents are asking their children to give them something which harms them, medically, for example, they can't have sugar and the father wants now that Coca-Cola with the sugar, you have to say, I'm sorry, Tati, I can't give it to you. You have to give it to them. But if it's not obvious that it harms them, so you're allowed to give it to them. Av that asked his son to buy him to give him cigarettes. The first time he says, yeah, but maybe it's not good for you. But if he's asking over and over and over, so then give it to him. Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, yeah.
That can be really hard.
sometimes I've been in the store and young guys come up to me and say, will you buy me a pack of cigarettes?
No way.
I don't have to do it.
Map it to him. No, you're not, you go to Gehenna with him. If you buy him a cigarette, map it to him. Or alcohol or stuff like that, map it to him. No way. I tell him, no, they're upset at me. I said, good, you can be upset at me until 120.
So they'll ask the next guy to buy him.
That's his problem.
Yeah, not your
problem.
So what you were saying that it's asur for a child to give the parents something that's not good for them. You said
right.
You gave with the Coca-Cola, but the cigarette, you said if they ask over repeatedly, then you can. So how does that...
Because if they have one cigarette now that you give them, they're not going to die from this one cigarette. You're living in the city, you're also smoking a lot of stuff.
Really?
Right? It's not like you're... Now, giving this thing that definitely is going to, like, some people, if you give them one cup of Coca-Cola, the amount of sugar that's in it, it's very, very dangerous. The blood pressure immediately goes up. It's not much, very dangerous. And, but one cigarette, it's not healthy. It damages, definitely, but another one.
But if the parent's an alcoholic, what do you get from that?
Same idea. If the parents ask you to buy them something which spiritually harms them, I don't want to say all kinds of books, all kinds of magazines, all kinds of whatever, stuff like that. Right? Then obviously you don't have to do that.
Like to his question, your parent is an alcoholic or a junkie. From what I learned, you don't buy him.
You don't, no.
It's
no. Right.
It's gonna kill them.
In
some cases, they'll tell you again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Otherwise, they won't happen.
They'll
die. They'll die if they don't have
it. Substances that are on, you don't give it to them now, they'll die. There's certain cases you have to give them.
Because they're addicted.
Yeah.
And there's a story in Russia, Goya. She had a child. She was an alcoholic. The whole pregnancy, she was drinking alcohol. And she, baby was born, the baby wasn't breathing. So the doctor took immediately vodka and put it on the baby's face and he started breathing. He was born addicted.
Fetal alcohol syndrome is not fun.
So.
There's
someone who went to surgery in the hospital I worked in. The hospital I worked in years ago, somebody came in for a surgery. And the Homer Haldama anesthesia didn't work. It was a bit more, I can't get more than this. It'll kill him, but he's not going to sleep. And he looked at his face and he's an alcoholic. So he injected him a bit of alcohol. He went to sleep.
How did that work?
His body was so used to alcohol that even sodium pentothal didn't touch him unless he mixed it with alcohol.
Didn't affect the body, it just went through. טוב, בן או בת הילדים שמחלת אביהם או אמא מסוכנת אך בנצם, הורים גוזרים עליהם שיגלו את מצבם. לא מבטלנו שיגלו את מצבם. If this, you know, if parents are, they have a certain illness and they're dying basically. But the doctors say, don't tell them the situation, it'll make it worse. And the parents are forcing, you must tell us, tell me what the doctor said. You don't have to say. Hello? You don't have to say.
Continuing on.
What?
Continuing on.
How's it continuing?
Been there, done that. Both parents.
אבא או אמא שציבו את ילדיהם שיעשו דבר שיצא את בן זוגם דיין ותימאו אביהם, אין לשמוע ציבו את זה, כן, of course. Obviously, yeah. If the father asks the parents to divorce, if the father asks to do something to the mother, or the mother says to do something, you have to obviously not to listen to them. Okay.
So can a son be a shliach for a get for his parents? Because you're just saying about divorce. If the father's like, here, hand this get to your mom.
But it can't. It's equivalent to being a witness. A child cannot be a witness to the parents.
If the parents have a certain argument with anyone, I still just say in front of the parents, no, my father's right. It's wrong. That means you're deciding. You decide for the father if he's right or wrong. Not in front of the parents, you can say, no, my father said it's true. But in front of the parents, don't say, no, my father's right, you're wrong. It's a lachia divrem. It's saying, you know, I debated, I thought about what you're saying. I thought maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. And I decided that my parent is right. It's not comfortable to the parents. A son and a daughter are not allowed to sit in their seats, or the seat of the parents. Can doesn't not only the seat. Also, if there's a special place where they stand, yeah, not where they sit, where they stand. The father has a certain place where he stands in shul, damas, shmonesah, that's his corner. The son's not allowed to be the stand there. It's a disrespect for the parents. Okay. On the parents' bed, the children are allowed to sit and sleep on the parents' bed.
Say that over again.
If children are allowed to sleep and sit on the parents' bed, it's not considered their special seat. A son of a magichil. Let's say there's a magichil, and the son can't. The magichil can't come, and the son's filling up his place. He can't sit in his father's seat in the place, his father's place. He takes a chair. He can use the same chair. Let's say it's a regular chair. It's not special, and puts it next to the place where his father sits. Coverage for the father. If it's a special chair, it's also the time. It doesn't help. You have to bring a different chair and put it next to where he sits. Yeah, it's a special chair of the parent. For example, in my house, I have a special chair that I use, and my wife has a special chair she uses. So the kid and I have to sit on those chairs, and they can't take a chair and put it in that same place either. They have to sit in different chairs and different places in the table, unless they ask permission. Okay. But let's say you want to climb on the chair to take something down, a book that's high on the shelf, then you're allowed to go on your father's seat. Just stand on it, just to take it down. You're not sitting there. Two more things. Avoyim and Anochim, we got in some Achrim, Shomish Matayim, Ben Abba Hashem, Okay. If they're not around here right now, you can't sit in their seat. But if they're not around at all anymore, then you're allowed to sit in their seat. For example, you brought stuff from your parents' home, you're allowed to sit in their seat after they're gone. No kibbutz. Only when they're around, then there's a kibbutz in their seat. Otherwise, you let us in there. So, okay. So that's how halachas of kibbutz are. First, some halachas where also people don't have parents anymore.